With the stroke of the Governor-General's pen, same-sex marriage became lawful in Australia.
The Act now passes into Australian law.
Your Excellency. Now part of Australian law.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says Australians wanting to formalise their same-sex relationship will be able to give the required 1 month's notice from tomorrow.
People will then be able to give notice of their wedding plans under the Act, and so around, I think it's the 9th of January, will be the first day where same-sex couples can get married under Australian law, which is great. So it's been a great day, and I'm just so thrilled.
Same-sex marriage proponents spent decades campaigning for a change to the Marriage Act, and the passage of the legislation was a moment they savoured. Actor Magda Subansky was in the public gallery in the House of Representatives.
To feel so loved now and to see that Parliament nearly tip over in support for us was an amazing feeling. And it was the people of Australia and all of us, I'm sure, feel incredibly indebted and grateful to you that when it was put to you, you had our backs.
Both the major parties and the Greens trumpeted the change. Only four MPs voted no, Independent Bob Katter and Liberals David Littleproud, Keith Pitt and Russell Broadbent. Some Conservatives who opposed same-sex marriage either abstained or voted in favour of the bill to reflect the views of their local electorates, after a national postal survey found 61.6% of Australian voters supported the change. Attorney General George Brandis told Sky News the Labor Party didn't make same-sex marriage a priority when it was in office.
This was always going to be very easy for a Labor government to do because there was near to unanimity in the Labor Party about it. And yet, for the 6 years that they were in power, they didn't do a thing. It was always going to be more difficult for a centre-right party because there were strong conservative elements. So the way in which this was steered by the Prime Minister and others was extremely skillful.
George Brandis says what took place in Canberra will go down in history.
When we had the third reading of the bill, the public galleries, which were full, just exploded. And it was extremely spontaneous. It was extremely emotional and heartfelt. There were rainbow flags. People burst into that song, I Am, You Are, We Are Australian. It was a moment that will certainly live in history.